Hello. Welcome to this mini on-demand meditation practice, activating your parasympathetic system, or how I'm referring to it here as 10 points practice for relaxation. For those that don't know me or haven't worked with me at this point, I'm Jennifer Finch, and I'm going to be your guide through this whole program, along with my snoring pug. If you can hear him in the background, I apologize. If you have any questions that come up or comments or tech problems at any time, please feel free to reach out to me directly through my email, which is info@beherenowmindfulness.com. Before we begin with our practice today, I just want to take a few minutes and explain to you what it is that 10 points practice is and how we're using it. You can use 10 points practice for a number of reasons. One of the main ones that I use it with my clients is to enhance this deep connection or embodiment with their own sense of their own body and their sense of self. In this specific practice, we're using it with the focus of it being a relaxation practice. It's been adapted from tantric and some of the major dimensions of Vajrayana Buddhist practice, and today it's more commonly referred to in our modern texts as simply 10 points practice, right? The 10 points practice focuses on a non-dual somatic approach to meditation. You do not need to prescribe to any sort of Buddhist philosophy or religion in order to gain the benefits of how we're using it today. I've been drawn to the use of somatic meditation and body psychotherapy for the past 30 years or so. In my opinion, it allows individuals to access this level of groundedness and connection back to their deeper and truer selves quite quickly, even on the first meditation sometimes. Why I'm using it for relaxation in this specific mini course is because I have discovered after 30 years of doing this work that oftentimes this ability to truly relax but not fall asleep is kind of a lost ability that I think we need to regain and cultivate. This ability to balance our alertness and awareness with a coupled dynamic of feeling completely relaxed lies dormant in many of us. And as a result, we're largely uninhabited and disconnected from ourselves. Many of us can go through our days where we feel alert and awake, but the minute we try to relax, we fall asleep. If that happens to you today, I would just encourage you to keep the practice going and see what comes of it, right? It's not a problem if you fall asleep. Oftentimes it's truly what your body needs, and I take it as a compliment if someone falls asleep in my meditation class, because that's truly probably what they need in that moment, right? So it's not about countering that or punishing that as a result. But what we're working here to do is to become more embodied and learn to feel awake and relaxed at the same time. This is the skill set that I feel like we could all improve on in our current westernized culture, right? In polyvagal theory, if anyone's familiar with the polyvagal theory, we refer to this as the ventral vagal, right? It's feeling awake and alert, but also calm and connected, right? That's where we're trying to aim in that resiliency zone there. Oftentimes we move through our days, we're very preoccupied, we're very busy, we're going at warp speeds, we're striving for perfection, we have unachievable goals and very exaggerated expectations. All of those extraneous pressures really put wear and tear on our bodies. And in the worst case scenarios, that perpetuated state of that heightened stress response can really formulate into illnesses and oftentimes disease. So the 10 points practice, I think, is a real ideal practice for regulating the nervous system. It aims to help you feel relaxed and also energized as you connect through this more subtle and refined focus. And what we're using here is called introspective awareness. We're exploring the internal space of our body using the 10 key points of the body. Right? Embodiment truly can be a superpower when we practice it and maintain that sense of awake and alert and also feel very calm and relaxed. Below, you're going to see that you have four separate meditation recordings. Some are only audio, some are audio with video. The first audio recording listed is a 5-minute sample exercise that I've taken from the work of Dr. Judith Blackstone's comprehensive realization process. It's a very helpful beginning in learning how to distinguish the difference from being aware or mindful of the body versus inhabiting the body. You'll notice there's a very distinct difference. Please reference this short attunement exercise first, as it's going to help set the tone for how we're using this more refined and subtle mind in the main practices that are going to follow. We really want to learn how to inhabit the body, not just be mindful or aware of it, which is often how mindfulness and meditation is being taught today. In the second short recording, I'm briefly going to go over the basic and very simple instructions of what the 10 points are and how to get into your postures to meditate. The third audio recording listed is the main practice. It's going to be the basic form of lying down in the position in classic 10 points practice. And all of that information is also going to be available to you, included in a PDF in a written version that you can read as a helpful guide along in your process. And the fourth audio recording is a 10 points practice in a sitting up position. You'll notice that it's going to change things for you quite a bit when you go from a lying down to a sitting up position. So I encourage you to practice the lying down practice a few times and then feel free to enhance it while trying it sitting up. The main differences in these two, lying down versus sitting up, are of course going to be determined by you and your experience. But in general, when we sit up in any meditation practice, it requires us to bring more of our adult selves into the positioning. A lot of times, just by sitting up, our brain and our thoughts feel like they speed up, and our ego wants to get a little bit more involved. This is very normal at first, and we'll learn over time with practice how to disentangle ourselves from that grasping of our ego state or the adult demands that might hinder our practice. So lying down, we're simulating a more primordial or early childlike or infant position that can help us initiate a relaxed state often more easily. In no way are we regressing into a childlike state into these practices. It simply just helps the body relax when we lie down in practice, and it can also help reduce any excessive thinking or busy mind. I hope that you enjoy these practices. Make a commitment to yourself to do them daily or several times a week, and see if you can bring what you learn here off the mat directly into your everyday lives, bringing that sense of feeling awake and alert, and also calm and balanced and connected, right? That's what we eventually want to gain into our lives. I would love to hear about how your experiences are going. So please feel free to write a short review or make comments below as you go along.